It appears after a week of floods in the Czech Republic, the worst is probably over and water levels on swollen rivers have stabilized and even in some places gone down. Jan Wellinger reports on the latest developments.
In parts of the country, the water levels on most rivers dangerously swollen just days or even hours ago have stabilized and some have even begun to recede. That has brought tangible relief for many, for example in the South Moravian town of Znojmo, where residents evacuated last week and have now begun returning to homes to resume normal lives. Damages may be extensive, but at least people there can begin dealing with them. But other areas have not been so lucky, namely parts of North Bohemia swamped by the swollen Elbe River. A famous tourist destination, the town of Hřensko on the Czech-German border, is still under water. And in nearby Uski nad Labem, a city of 100,000 people, there too the Elbe has wreaked havoc. On Monday, parts of the city were cut off by floodwaters and a major bridge was closed. Several hundred remain evacuated. Has the situation improved since? On Tuesday morning, I put that question to Uski's mayor, Petr Gandalovic.
It seems that the worst is already behind us because the Elbe River has culminated already and we've been witnessing a very slow descent. Those parts which are underwater will be flooded next 5 or 7 days. It will depend on the weather. We still have about 400 people evacuated, and of course the situation for these people is getting more and more complicated the longer they stay outside of their homes. As it comes to transportation, we are able to keep one of the two bridges in service. The big credit goes to the firefighters who have been pumping water from the entry to the bridge over the 24 hours. It really is a tremendous success.
Bud says Uski's mayor, if his city has made it through the worst, that's not necessarily the story in other parts of the Uski region.
In the region, the lower part, it is very seriously hit by the floods all along the river. In the Litoměřice region, smaller villages are really flooded underwater, and the small town of Hřensko, the border with Germany, is also completely evacuated and completely underwater.
And now we've heard, of course, from the government and the various ministries, different proposals are being put forward how to actually pay to repair damages from the floods. From your position as the mayor of Uski, at what point does the tabulation of the cost begin?
Well, we are still not in the position to calculate the damages and the cost to return to normal life, but of course we can judge from the last floods how much will that cost altogether, and I think that immediate government action is needed.
The government is scrambling to deal with the flood situation, the most significant number put forward so far, some 5 billion crowns, more than 213 million US dollars, that to come from the dividends of the state majority in the power utility ČEZ. The Osinek company, which sold subsidiary Vítkovice Steel last year and is said to have recorded record profits, is also being mentioned in connection with finding funds. Not all experts agree that dipping into the dividends represents the best strategy, but it is the approach the government is considering to try and guarantee that the state budget deficit doesn't deepen as a result of the spring floods.
Thank you, Jan. And stay tuned to Radio Prague. We'll be keeping you informed on the flood situation as it develops.